Hey guys, it's Annie Tuck, and we are going to talk about my son.
Who is who?
What's his name?
Lil Tay Tay.
Just kidding.
Lil Tay Tay.
My son, the rapper, Lil Tay Tay. Okay, so Tay, second youngest.
Yes.
So goes adorable. By V.
Yes.
Which really bugs me because sometimes like I want to hashtag just V, and like some social media platforms won't let me hashtag just V.
Aww.
So I always have to hashtag
like
Tay. Okay, so we joke around and we say that he's my son. Can I just say once again, I'm really not old enough to be his mom. But
technically,
stop saying that. No, I'm not old enough to be his mom. But we say if I had a son, he would be just like Tay.
And the other day she's like, he has my hair.
Yes, because his hair is kind of wavy and crazy. Okay, so let's talk about Tay and why we love him.
Okay, you go ahead and go.
Okay, I love him because he is so different.
Yes.
He is a very eccentric individual.
Yes.
My awesome. Favorite videos to watch on YouTube are the ones where it's Tay being Tay. And he's like in his own world. I love those videos. I love the fact that he truly lives in his own world. Like, he really does.
There was a time where they were doing like an interview or something, or like just a video for like an album promotion or something, and he starts like talking to himself and like playing with himself, and they're just like, he's like making weird faces and stuff.
My favorite one is where, like, at the end of the interview, he goes up to the mic. It's like a boom mic.
Oh, yeah.
And he just, like, stands up and he's like, shay, 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 shay. And it almost looks like he's eating the microphone. And everyone's like, what are you doing? But I think what it is, too, is there's, like, a genius behind that. Like, he's actually incredibly smart.
Like, it's like he brings his intelligence from the other world into ours.
And then, like, okay, so let's think of Tata, okay?
Oh my gosh.
So his original concept for Tata was an alien that could just change shape
into whatever.
Yeah. And they're like, well, that's a little crazy. Let's hone it in just a little bit. And like, we'll just make it a heart, but it's an alien. They're like, you can keep the alien part, but let's just...
And he can grow, like he can grow his limbs.
Yeah, so, but I'm just saying like his original concept was like...
Was like kind of crazy.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if you noticed, but like BTS drew portraits of each other, like just little quick little sketches of each other. And I thought, because Tay had to draw Jin, and I swear, it looks like Tata. Like, the same lips.
Like, yeah, he loves those kinds of, like, lips.
Like, the big lips. And it's interesting, because I'm like, oh, he's like a baby Picasso. Like, there's a certain style to his drawings that are, like, starting to come out. Like, and he did it, like, very quick. He was like, done.
Yeah.
You know? There's Jin.
My masterpiece.
My masterpiece. Okay. So, okay, go ahead.
So I love that he's very into photography. I think that, and everything that he's taken, like, all the photos, as much as he's shown us, is so beautiful, you know what I mean? Like, and he has such an eye and, like, an artistic, like, he's very artistic side of him that can see, like, oh, this would look good, or, oh, if I do it from this angle, like, that would look beautiful, you know what I mean?
I feel like there's, like, an air of solitude in his photography. Like, there's something that, like, it's, like, very distant or unattached or, you know, I don't know. Something very interesting. Again, like I said, with his drawings, like, there's a style that comes out. Same thing in his photography. There's, like, a style that comes
like
out.
Like, a certain, like...
So, in Idol Land, which we don't have access to because we're not idols, but in Idol Land...
I was like, is Idol Land, like, a new show or something?
They say that Tay is, like, super popular.
Yeah.
That people just
love him.
And he has so many friends, and people are always wanting to hang out with him. And And that's interesting to me because he doesn't seem like super social and yeah, let's hang out all the time. Like he seems to want his own time sometimes. And maybe that's why they want to hang out with him so much, because he's like, yeah, okay. Like, he's like, whatever, you know. He's not, like, constantly like, hey, let's hang out, you know?
I'm surprised that you think that, because I think the total opposite. Oh. I think that he is a very social person, and that he does, like, kind of, text people a lot and be like, hey, do you want to plan, like, to do something in, like, a month or so?
Maybe I'm misinterpreting it, because he's just so comfortable with either way.
Yeah, probably, you know? Yeah. He's probably comfortable with himself, but he's also like, yeah, why not hang out with, like, friends, you know what I mean? So... especially if we both see it the exact, like, right. The opposite, so.
So, I was just thinking about Heartbeat again, the video, aww. The music video for it. And, like, I think he's the first one that they show, isn't he?
Yes.
Because I remember being like, oh my god, he's a farmer! And so that's, like, how we knew, okay, so it's going to show what each one of them would have been had they not been in BTS, because he's always said that.
Yeah. He's so cute. I love that he would want to be a farmer. Like, and his family was kind of, they weren't very wealthy, so they had to have, like, their own farm. So, I think that that's so cute.
And then he's also the one who taught us how to find ripe strawberries.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah, they were like, how do you know if a strawberry's ripe? And then he said, he said it was the stem, right?
Yeah, because they were like, is it the color?
Or
is it the stem?
Or
stem / leaves. And so somebody, like, two people gave an answer, and Tay was one of them, and he was like, it's the stem. Mm-hmm. And I think Suga was like, okay, I'll trust Tay. And he was right. And mm-hmm. he said, if the leaves, like, at the very top of the strawberry start to curl up, then you know it's ripe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ding! Store now that away.
Know. Yep.
Got some trivia.
So he really is a genius.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because who freaking knew that? Yeah. Like, I've bought strawberries for how many years? I never knew that.
You didn't know that.
You never knew that. Okay. So let's talk about our Gucci boy. So we've always kind of said that Tay would be a better model
than the Gucci models.
Than the models. And I don't know. I mean, I've seen some pics of him in Gucci, but I've never seen, like, an official ad campaign featuring Tay.
Yeah.
I've
seen edits of, like, official.
Yeah, it could be because maybe Big Hit won't allow it, or there's some weird, like, marketing legal stuff that doesn't allow it. But just saying.
Like, Tay would be the ultimate Gucci model.
He really would.
Like, I would, and I feel like if he was in, like, a fashion show, just imagine how many more people would show up just to see Tay walk down the runway Gucci.
I would love for him to be a fashion designer. No,
oh,
an actual
designer. Oh my god,
designer.
Yes, he would be so
I
amazing.
I really would love that.
I would wear his whole line every day of my life.
I would love that, and I think it would be, like, very flowy.
Long, like, almost like cafe, like, mm-hmm. clothes.
Yeah, and I think, like, wide leg pants.
Long, like, trench coat.
Sandals.
Yeah. I don't know what the shirts are called, but, like, the ones that, like, Jimin always wears, like, that he tucks
into. Just like a button down?
Yeah, just like a button down shirt.
And I remember that time he, like, wore, like, the beret?
Yes.
And, like, the wild coat. It was like an animal print coat, wasn't it?
Oh my god, yes.
And then, like, the sunglasses, and then, like, yes. He started, like, doing, like, a chicken dance.
Oh my god. Like, while they were yes. at the airport, he was all,
oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the airport. I can't remember where it was. Is that where it was?
I'm pretty sure, because all of them are, like, waving to their fans and they're gonna go.
Oh my god. Okay. So he has great style.
Yes.
He has great style.
He is, like, your type of style,
you
that's
think he
why.
Is my type?
Mm-hmm. Like, if you were a guy, that's how you would dress.
Oh, really?
I think so. And if you were, like, very rich.
See?
You are rich, I'm sorry.
I'm so rich. I'm so rich. $3.
$3 chains.
okay. So, he was like on the vocal line, mm-hmm. and he's phenomenal. I think his voice was the voice that really stuck out to me the most when I was...
his voice is so freaking deep.
New Army, yeah. And I remember his song, his solo song.
Is it...
On Wings.
Is it Stigma.
Yeah. And then I remember, like, some of them, they were, like, very jazzy. Like, it seemed like there was, like, a lot of jazz in his songs.
Like, you could go to,
and I don't mean, like, fast tempo. I mean, just, like jazzy.
Like, club and, like, yes. You could see, like...
And like the saxophone. I remember, yeah. Didn't he play the saxophone?
Yeah, I feel like one time they even asked him, like, either what instrument would he play, or had he not been in BTS, like, what would he do? Uh-huh. And he said, like, a saxophonist.
Uh-huh. Ah, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Anyways.
We're getting too used to, like, just having, like, a conversation and not thinking about...
like, yes.
Yeah, you guys can hear us.
Okay. So, yes, he played the saxophone. His songs are a little jazzy. His voice is a little jazzy. And when I say jazzy, I don't mean, like, fast tempo. I just mean, like, it sounds like jazz. Like you said, like a lounge-type music, yeah. You know? He looks great. He looks great in every hair color, just like J-Hope. But mm-hmm. he also looks good in every eye color.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? I love what he wore. Like, oh, my gosh. I don't even know. Like, he could wear the most, like... out of the blue color, and you would be like, he looks amazing in that. And he knows how to match his stuff. Like, have you seen him when he matches his hair to his earrings to, like, his suit? Mm-mm. Oh my god, like,
amazing.
Yes. And granted, that's probably also the stylist, because it's usually, like, at award shows, but it's still like, oh my god, yes.
In Mic Drop, he was the standout to me.
I remember you.
I love Tae in a headband.
He was the standout.
I love
him. Him and Yoongi were the standouts, because they had, and J-Hope, because at that time I loved different colored hair. Like,
mm-hmm. So anyways, my point about the vocal line was that he has now become officially part of the dance line,
and
he's awesome. Like, you can tell he wanted it so bad, and was like,
yeah. I'm gonna dance as hard as I can. Because Singularity, like when Singularity came out, really is good. When he got into the dance line. Like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it's their manager who makes them part of the dance line or what, but whoever it was like, dang, like, he can really dance.
That Singularity was...
everything?
I feel like that was a moment where I was like, wow, BTS is actually artsy-fartsy.
Yeah.
Like, they're awesome.
I mean, he wore, like, the really long coat, and then, like, they had the... I don't know what you call it, but it's not like a mannequin. Like, they had, like, another coat on, mm-hmm. like, a hanger or whatever. And then they danced. Like, that's so freaking awesome. You know?
And even live, that was
oh
awesome.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, like, how the backup dancers were dressed in all black, and then they were just, like, holding, like,
the mask.
Yeah, and stuff. Like, it, that was
that
awesome.
That was awesome. I mean, like I said, that was an aha moment for me with BTS. I was like, it's not just about... you know, all the lights and, you know,
everything else.
Yeah, there's this art aspect to what they do. Especially for Tae, like, we should have definitely, that should not have been a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should have expected that from him.
From Tae, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so what else do we love? You know,
I just love his personality.
He's a very kind-hearted person.
He has, like, one of the biggest hearts, I think, mm-hmm. in, like, the whole wide world. He is so cute.
He's so cute.
And he's always, like, hugging the other members and, like, laughing with them and stuff, so.
And I'll tell you, the only time my heart has ever been broken, and that's a lie, but one of the times... with BTS that my heart has broken the most was when I saw Tae and Jin fight.
I know.
That still wounds me just to think about that. Because I could see both sides.
Yeah.
But I was like, please don't fight. Like, please. Like,
mm-mm. They had to get their emotions
out.
Oh,
God. I don't even know. It affects me so much.
I just, like, I remember when I first saw that, like, it made me realize more, like, BTS are people because... people fight, you know what I mean? People get mad at each other. And, like, I was like, wow, like, even BTS, like, some of the closest people ever, like, they still fight. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, anything that we, like, really, really have to say about Tae?
Well, I mean, Tae's personality is just awesome. I'm just saying. Like, Tae's personality is amazing.
I think if I met him, out of all the members, that one would seem the most dreamlike.
Oh my god, well, when we went to the concert, he didn't even look like a real person.
He doesn't.
He looks like an anime character. Mm-hmm.
And that was back when he had blonde hair.
Yeah.
And it was, like, wavy the night that we saw him.
And, like, it was right after he had fully dyed it from, like, his half cut, like, half pink, half blonde, so.
And when we saw him in the car, like, that.
Oh my god, his hair was, like, the brightest ever.
Okay, anyways, we're just going off on our memories now. Okay, so anyways, that's Tae. Those are some of the things that we love about him. And just like all the members, like, we hope that you guys appreciate all those little things like we do, because I think that's what makes this fandom so fun, is all those little things that we notice.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways. Okay, so we only have one more after this.
Cookie, the baby cookie.
Okay, so stay tuned for that last one. And then tonight is
Bing Bang Kong,
the live performance. And I mean, I've been so pumped. I've been on cloud nine all day.
Yeah.
I am so freaking excited. Okay, so we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.